from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You know John has been playing this on a loop since about 4:30 Saturday. Yeah. When it became very clear that the Hurricanes were going to have their way with your team, Crowder.
Hey John, how the Falcons going to be this year?
Keep that talk for another day. John Michaels is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. John Michaels hosts mornings at 680 The Fan in Atlanta, but he grew up in South Florida. He is the world's biggest Canes fan. By the way, if you're looking for new Canes gear, make sure you check out all the merchandise they have at Caneswear in Davie. They're on University Drive right next to La Spada's. You can check them out online at caneswear.com. I know John Michaels was repping the U in Gainesville on Saturday. How you feeling? A few couple days, I guess, removed from the ass kicking that we all wanted to see, John.
I thought you were going to come back with that stupid Tom Petty song that they play at the end of the third quarter, because that's the last time I saw Gator fans in their own building. There must have been like a 2-for-1 Walmart sale or something going on, because they sang that stupid song and they beelined out of there in their Chevy Corsica or whatever the hell they're driving, and they were gone. Oh, my God, they got the hell up out of there. It was awesome. Shout out to Caneswear, by the way. Brett and Jeff and all the guys over there, they threw a great party Friday night. May have had a couple of too many. I hung out with them on Saturday a little bit. They were over by where our tailgate was, you know, selling merchandise and doing everything there. But what a weekend, man. Miami looks legit, and I know we're going to dive into all of that. Crowder, God bless you. I don't know how you spent 3 years in Gainesville, because that place, miserable.
Hell, you were there with a 30-point beatdown. It's going to be terrible there. Go around Tebow's years. Tebow's years were a little better. Hey, John, with the crowd, did they think we weren't going to get our ass whooped? Because I didn't know. I didn't know it was going to be that bad. But I didn't think we were going to get whooped like that.
I don't think anybody did. I'm the biggest Miami fan in the world. I never in my wildest dreams did I think we'd win 41-17. I said 27-20. I thought it was going to be close. The Florida fans, you know, honestly, I was expecting to walk into, you know, like a hornet's nest where people were just going to be ready to attack. For the most part, maybe it was Florida fans were intimidated by how Miami fans look. But for the most part, even Friday night when we were walking around, I guess, the club and bar area, they were cool as can be. You know, they were just expecting a pretty good game. And even in the crowd, they were pretty laid back. Once it got out of hand, and even after the touchdown run to make it 17-10, it almost felt like they knew they were losing this game. It was like their false hope was completely out the window. I've been there. I've been at enough Miami games recently where I felt the same way, walked in, chest puffed out, and then a team punched us in the throat, and then things went sideways. But I think pretty early on they realized they're not even close to in the same class is Miami. They were booing. There were people cheering for DJ Lagway before he came in the game. So, yeah, it went sideways in a hurry for Billy Napier and company. And Mario Cristobal, my goodness, what an unbelievable job putting together a great roster. That team is for real, and they got a good chance to make some big noise this entire year.
Yeah, what were your first impressions of Cam Ward? You saw him live there, and, you know, we had this conversation for a couple weeks on the air where Crowder was saying, hey, I haven't seen it in the ACC or in a opposing, you know, stadium with 90,000 screaming people. That dude was so impressive looking, but I'm wondering what your impressions were seeing him live.
probably everything that you saw on TV and then some. Cool, calm, collected, had a little bit of Pat Mahomes in him with the different arm angles, was reading everything, had swagger, like legit swagger. On the Mark Fletcher touchdown run, I don't know if you guys could see it. He literally points at the big 400-pound kid and goes, "We're coming right there." Like, we're running right at your big ass. We're going to run you over. And Mark Fletcher went right over the top. From the very first play, and it may have been the first play, he escapes a little bit to the right and just saunters out of bounds, like toying with Florida. "Hey, I'm just going to walk out of bounds because I don't want to get hit," which is perfectly fine. You knew the guy was in control. And then I think the biggest drive for me of the whole game, and it really kind of encapsulated what the team could be and what he's all about. You get Montrell Johnson hits the 71-yard touchdown. It's 17-10. The crowd gets a little bit loud because they feel like they're back in it. And Cam Ward goes right down the field. He hits Horton on a third down throw where he drops it in the bucket. And then he finds Xavier Restrepo in between two guys and puts it on a rope for a touchdown. Game was over right then. We walked into halftime and knew there was no chance Florida was coming back. That dude he's going to be somebody's NFL starter sooner rather than later. And I'm super happy that we have him for a year. And I hope the NCAA comes up with some rule where we can keep him for like 3 years. Because I don't want this guy to only be here for 15 or 16 games.
And, John, the thing is, we know you brought up Restrepo. And, yeah, them throws were amazing. But those weapons, hell, I could get separation against the Florida DBs, to be honest. But those, we know Ward can spin it. But when they get to the, you know, let's say they get to the college football playoff and they're playing, you're up in Atlanta, like the Georgia teams. Do you think, what was it, Arroyo, Horton? There were some guys I've never heard of that were making plays. Are those weapons good enough in that back end?
Yeah, I think they are, because Jacoby George didn't have a big game. He only had two catches, although he did catch that great touchdown on the back line. That was an 800-yard receiver a year ago. Sam Brown actually had a couple of balls that popped in and out of his hand. He's a kid who was an 800-yard receiver a year ago. Neither one of them had great games. Arroyo, people have been talking about for a few years, and I think he dealt with some injuries and some other stuff. That kid can fly. Then you have Elijah Lofton, who caught a late pass and ran for about 35 yards. I think all of those dudes can be guys that don't have to be the guy, but you now have to account for. I saw a stat, Crowder, that last year I think Miami's tight ends had 9 catches, 158 yards, and maybe one touchdown combined for the whole year. They had that, and they matched that on Saturday. So you find different weapons. You have different things to work with. The offensive line was fantastic, and you don't have a quarterback back there like TVD a year ago that was petrified to throw the ball where he needed to. So I think you've got something sustainable. Can you beat a Georgia? Hell, I don't know. That's 15 weeks from now. But what I saw in week number one, we're not afraid of anybody in the SEC. Seeing the flop that's going on in the ACC, and we got to get to Florida State and their candy asses sooner rather than later. This team legitimately could be 12-0. This team legitimately, as long as Cam Ward stays healthy, is going to be a team that nobody wants to play in the college football playoff.
I think we all felt good for Mario on Saturday. I asked this of Will Manso yesterday because it was just one game and it's against admittedly a weak Florida team. But is that one game enough to say, yeah, this is exactly why Mario was brought here? Because the recruiting has been great. And now you're seeing the improvements on the field, like you're reaping the benefits of those rewards. So was Saturday enough for everyone who was disappointed with the first couple of seasons of Mario? Was Saturday enough to say, yeah, now I get it. I see the big picture.
Yeah, it was absolute validation. And I will tell you from field level, and I walked down to the first row while they were warming up and coming in and out of the tunnel. They look like an SEC team. I know I had heard Josh Pate say that when he had been down to Green Tree and went to practice, but until you see it with your eyes, they look like they belong. You're talking about a massive offensive line. We played a defensive game without our best defensive player for all but one play. And I had friends up here that go, "Oh, dude, we didn't even know Bain got hurt." Like, that's how – I don't want to say he's replaceable because the kid's a stud, but you rolled in a Tyler Barron. You rolled in an Elijah Alston. You just rolled in Akeem Mesidor. They looked the part. Now, the validation continues for the next 15 weeks. If they wet the bed against Virginia Tech and they go 8-4, those questions are still going to arise. But looking at it field level, The talent acquisition can never be questioned. He allowed his coordinators to coach the game. There's no way that was a conservative Mario Cristobal game when you're up 38-17 and you run a reverse pass that should have been a touchdown, except X just had a bad throw trying to hit Horton down on a deep crossing route. That looked like a blank you to everybody that's questioned me all offseason. To guys like John Michaels, me, who were mad at me for not taking a knee, that's a screw all of you guys. I'm going to show you what I put together. And as long as they continue to go out and win football games, it's exactly why he's brought there. And this thing is sustainable. This is not a one-year flash in the pan like Mike Norvell and Florida State. Once they're winning, and I think this year's the year they're winning, as long as they can continue to find a guy under center that can be a quarterback, they're going to be good for a long, long time.
John, if Florida and Florida State combine rosters, could they beat UM? Florida State is terrible, too.
I'm going to say no. And the reason being, I think both lines of scrimmages for those teams are god-awful. What I saw for Florida State last night, they got pushed around by a bunch of Catholics. They interviewed Thomas Castellanos after the game. What do you do after a big win? He goes, I go to Boston College. I have to go to class tomorrow. Like, there was no nonsense there. You want to talk about so overrated. Go back 9-10 days, there were people on ESPN's College Game Day saying Florida State has unequivocally the best defensive line in college football. And I've watched 2 weeks in a row them get steamrolled. Florida, and Crowder, this is not me just because you're my boy. I think Florida is light years better than Florida State right now. Florida State is a dysfunctional mess. And I asked this on our show this morning, something for you guys to chew on. If you have a culture where guys quit after 13-0 because you didn't get your way, we didn't make the playoffs, so now we're going to quit the bowl game. How in the hell is Mike Norvell going to keep that team together when you're 0-2 and your season's over with before the first damn coaches poll came out? The coaches poll didn't come out today, and their season is over with. How does he keep that culture together? That's the difference between the two. I think Billy Napier and injury may force his hand a little bit. If you put DJ Lagway in there, I saw things at the end of that game. I know it was garbage time. The kid looks like he can play and can be a difference maker. And I saw some pieces at Florida. Wide receiver, they're pretty good. Montrell Johnson could obviously run it. I think they're better than Florida State. But those two schools together ain't beating Miami right now.
By the way, speaking of the polls, so the AP poll came out and Miami's number 12, and John Ruth at the UM Sports Hall of Fame and Museum, he just texted me, Canes are ranked number 10 in the Football Writers Association Super 16 poll. So did the Canes put college football on notice Saturday? Like, it's hard to have seen that game and not believe that the Canes might have something special this season.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, they absolutely did. You know, 2017, how many times did we win? And it was, you know, you win on a last second catch in a field. And it was an awesome year. But outside of the Notre Dame game and maybe Virginia Tech, there was never any moments that you just felt like they were head and shoulders better than their opponent. I think Miami could have scored 65 on Saturday if they really wanted to keep their foot on the gas in the third and the fourth quarter. Once it got to 38-10, it was cruise control. We're going to kind of just get this game out of there. You missed a touchdown with Xavier Restrepo. Borregales, I couldn't tell. I thought the ball was right down the middle. It lets me know I probably need contacts or Lasix or something at this point. He missed a field goal. That's 10 points right there that are off the board. You know, that gets you into 50 to begin with. So I think they did put college football on notice. you don't have 7 million people watching a game, and I get it. Some folks are going to say Florida's that bad. I think it was a combination of Florida may not be that good, but I think Miami is that good, and the notice was sent. They're going to be favored in every single game the rest of the year, every single one, road games included. And now suddenly the Georgia Tech win over FSU, and I like Tech. Brent Key's my dude up here. But you wonder, was that more FSU not being as good as we thought they were? Miami should be favored in every one, and people are going to start taking notice and really start talking about the question that we never want to answer, is Miami, and I'm not going to say the final word, because until they're in the title game, they're not at that spot yet.
And you speak about, like, Tech, we were talking about earlier, V-Tech's going to be a tough game. Georgia Tech, you said, you know, they kind of turned that around. Are those the two ACC teams that have a chance to beat them? And does anybody scare you in there in the rest of their games? They play Cal in California. That might be a tough thing with the travel. Any of those games scare you?
If they play like they did Saturday, no. But this will go back to kind of Hawk's question earlier. Was it enough for Mario? Can you find a way to keep your team up when the name on the side of the helmet isn't Florida or Florida State? Because you think these kids are going to be sky high for Virginia Tech. It's a Friday night nationally televised game. They're going to be sky high coming to Atlanta, especially if GT is sitting at 6-2 or 7-1. They'll probably be sky high for Louisville on the road, a team that beat them last year and was talking a whole lot of mess. Don Chaney's up there. Maybe you want to get some get back. But can you keep it together when you travel to Cal? Probably going to be a sleepy start out there. You're traveling across country. Who knows? Can you keep it together when you go up to Syracuse? They've got a pretty legit quarterback in Kyle McCord who transferred from Ohio State. Do they scare me? No. I'm more afraid of Miami and what the mentality is for them when they walk on the field to a Saturday. I think it's Miami and Clemson in the ACC championship game. I looked at Clemson's schedule. It's absolutely laughable. It might even be worse than who Miami plays. And they're going to get a get-out-of-jail-free card because getting your ass kicked by Georgia this year just means you lost the game and you can still control your destiny. I think it's Miami and Clemson in the ACC title game, and Miami's better than Clemson. And it simply comes down to Cam Ward is a hell of a lot better than Cade Klubnik.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.